أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لا نكلف نفسا إلا وسعها أولئك أصحاب الجنة هم فيها خالدون. ونزعنا ما في صدورهم من غل تجري من تحتهم الأنهار. وقالوا الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله لقد جاءت رسل ربنا بالحق ونودوا أن تلكم الجنة أورثتموها بما كنتم تعملون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 42 and 43 of Surah Al-A'raf. In the ayah we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the plight of the disbelievers. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was on his deathbed, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to visit him. And in a discussion, and this is something to think about, the man is leaving the world. But what is the discussion at that time? He said, "Oh Umar, look into the kitab of Allah. Allah has balanced this kitab in such a manner, when Allah speaks about the disbelievers and the doom of the disbelievers, Allah speaks about the believers and Allah's ni'mats. There is no ayat in the Quran in which Allah Ta'ala spoke about the disbelievers and didn't speak about the believers thereafter." And here again is another example. Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, those who have brought iman and they have practiced righteously, لَا نُكَلِّفُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا, we have not imposed burdened on any soul but according to its ability. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made it clear, Allah Ta'ala is the creator of man, Allah Ta'ala knows the capacity of insan, and according to capacity Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given us our fara'id, Allah compelled us with what is compulsory. Allah Ta'ala knew the capacity, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gave us that amount of salat a day, the 5 times salat, the witr, Allah gave it to us because Allah knew it is within our capacity. Like that, take it to fasting, take it to our zakat, take it to hajj. Allah Ta'ala did not overburden any human being. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gave us according to our capacity. Then of course, when we do for the sake of Allah, Allah Ta'ala increases the spiritual capacity of a person, that now the desire would come that he wants to do more. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ, they are the people of Jannah, هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ, they will remain in it forever. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلِّنْ, now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, like he spoke about the disbelievers, that their soul, the doors of the sky will not open, they will not enter Jannah. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala here speaks about the believers on their entry to Jannah. Allah Ta'ala says, and we shall remove whatever is in their hearts of malice, of animosity. Qiyamah will take place, Hisab and Kitab will take place. In the hadith, it comes, man will then go across the Sirat, the bridge, that is over the fire of Jahannam. At one point towards the end of that bridge and entry into Jannah, there will be a river. They will either drink from this river, or in some hadiths it is a fountain. And when they drink and they wash and they cleanse themselves from this water and the drink of this water, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will remove from their hearts every form of malice, every form of animosity, every form of rancor. In this world, man would have disobeyed Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala forgives. Man did not fulfill the obligations of others, all that obligations will take place on the day of Qiyamah. But then sometimes in the heart of an individual, he does not wrong someone, but he has the malice in his heart, he has that animosity in his heart. That malice and animosity was never the cause of him committing any zulm or any oppression to anyone else.
But that malice and animosity cannot be taken into Jannat. That has to be washed away. And it is this water that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will make them drink, and all of it is washed away. Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Ali explains that there are two scenarios here. One scenario is the entry into Jannah. And Jannah needs to be a life of happiness, eternity, and there should never be a shadow of sadness whatsoever. So in Jannat, people are going to have different ranks. And in Jannat, it should never be that a person has the slightest animosity for anyone that has a higher rank for him. So Allah Ta'ala has taken care of that also. And from here, we can also understand the important thing. If we wash away the animosity, the malice we have in our hearts, we'll be living happier in this world also. Then Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Ali states that even in the dunya, if we take the Sahaba, Allah Ta'ala said, Ruhama'u Bainahum, that they were compassionate to each other, there's no doubt about it. But then there was the zeal and enthusiasm to lift this deen of Allah Ta'ala and to uplift the kalima, and in that there were some differences of opinion. And hence Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, and this is the clean heartedness of the Sahaba, that I hope, I have the hope in Allah, it will be me, it will be Talha, it will be Zubayr, it will be Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will cleanse us all of this. So there was that little bit of reservations, that because of, for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, I hope Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will cleanse it. So what was from this dunya, that cannot be taken into Jannah, and in Jannah there will not be this possibility thereafter that there will be this rancor. And then Allah says, Tajri min tahtihimul anhar, under which rivers flow. This is showing sukoon, that Allah ta'ala will give them a life of peace and comfort. May Allah grant it to us also. Then the dua that the Ahlul Jannah will recite at the time when they're entering Jannah, وَقَالُوا, they will say, أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا, all praise be to Allah who guided us to this. There is no other reason and there is no other way why a person will enter Jannah but because of the hidayat and the guidance that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala guides. It is not my doings, it is not your doings. It is not my deeds, it is not your deeds. It is the hidayat that came down from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Imam Raghib Isfahani rahimahumullah has stated that this hidayat has different stages, and this is the highest stage of hidayah, that Allah ta'ala now guides a person, and Allah ta'ala opens the doors of Jannah, and Allah ta'ala grants that Jannah. Further he states that what is hidayat, to understand it in a different way, hidayat is the distance between us and Allah Ta'ala. And how we get to Allah Rabbul Izzat spiritually, that is the hidayat that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives. The lowest form of hidayat, Allah saves a person from kufr. The highest form of hidayat is Allah grants him entry into Jannah. وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ, we would have not been guided had Allah Ta'ala not guided us. This is, if Allah Ta'ala didn't hold our hand, if Allah Ta'ala didn't guide us, if Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala hadn't forgiven us, then we wouldn't have come to this stage of our entry into Jannah. لَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُ رَبِّنَا بِالْحَقِّ, and certainly the Rusul, the Prophets, the Messengers of our Rabb Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had come to us with truthfulness. There is no doubt in it, there is no denial in it. وَنُودُوا أَن تِلْكُمُ الْجَنَّةِ, then the announcement will be made, the proclamation will be made. أَن تِلْكُمُ الْجَنَّةِ أُورِثْتُمُهَا, this is certainly Jannah which you have inherited. بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, because of your deeds. Now this seems to contradict the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in which he says that it is not through your deeds you will enter Jannah, but it is the fadl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to reconcile between the two. We carry out the deeds, and through the deeds we earn the mercy and the rahmah of Allah. And this is where that important key word comes, the rada, the pleasure of Allah. We carry out the deeds hoping the pleasure of Allah, and then because of the pleasure of Allah, Allah's rahmah comes, Allah's maghfirat comes, and Allah Ta'ala grants us entry into Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.